For KBIA News, I'm Jason Hoffman. A new lawsuit seeks to block the public from voting on a proposed constitutional amendment that would limit tenure protections for public school teachers. The lawsuit filed today contends that the proposed ballot initiative is unconstitutional because it effectively would change two parts of the Constitution, one dealing with education, the other with collective bargaining. Two teachers from the Francis Howell School District are the plaintiffs in the lawsuit, including one who serves as president of the local chamber of the National Education Association. Supporters of the initiative submitted petition signatures last month to get the measure on the November ballot. The proposal would limit teachers to three-year contracts and require their evaluations to be based on student performance. Two women who do African-style hair braiding without a Missouri cosmetology license have sued over the state law that requires them to get licensed. The Libertarian Institute for Justice filed the federal suit this week on behalf of Tamika Stigers and Joba Niang. It argues that requiring 1,500 hours of irrelevant training infringes on the women's economic freedom. Niang has operated her salon in Florissant for 13 years. She says she stopped trying to complete a cosmetology apprenticeship because she wasn't getting the training she needed.
What we need to have is a comb, our hands, and our knowledge of braiding hair. What they was teaching me was what? How to apply a relaxer, how to cut hair, how to flat iron hair. That's not what I need.
Neither woman has faced criminal or administrative punishment for braiding without a license. A three-judge panel of the Circuit Court of Appeals upheld a stay of execution today for a Missouri inmate whose execution is scheduled for tomorrow. Reactions to the death penalty have been particularly strong for one group of Missourians. The Mid-Missouri Fellowship of Reconciliation staged a protest and also visited the offices of the governor, attorney general, and the Missouri Supreme Court. A man dressed as the Grim Reaper visited the state capitol rotunda as part of the protest. The protesters called it street theater to bring awareness to the upcoming execution of John Winfield. Winfield is convicted of killing two women and severely injuring another in St. Louis County in 1996. Activist Ruth Schaefer feels an execution would not be positive for the state.
His life should be spared because it's a life, and because we cannot correct two wrongs with another wrong, it won't help anyone for him to die.
A federal judge issued a stay of the execution last week. The attorney general's office and the governor's office refused to comment on the story. A suburban St. Louis hospital chain plans to cut 125 jobs in the region and another 95 positions elsewhere in the Catholic healthcare system. Mercy Health announced the layoffs today as part of what it called, quote, a response to economic and environmental changes in healthcare. The company says the eliminated jobs represent less than 1% of the company's 40,000 employees and don't involve workers who treat patients. Mercy is the sixth largest Catholic healthcare system in the U.S. and operates 32 hospitals in Missouri, Arkansas, Oklahoma, and Kansas. Missouri Governor Jay Nixon has vetoed legislation that would have shortened the duration of unemployment benefits. The bill rejected today by Nixon would have tied the length of jobless benefits to the state's unemployment rate. Missouri residents currently can collect benefits for up to 20 weeks. The bill would have allowed that only when the state's average unemployment rate is at least 9%. The maximum length of benefits would have decreased as unemployment rates dropped, bottoming out at 13 weeks when the jobless rate is less than 6%. The legislation also would have raised the cap on how much money can be kept in Missouri's unemployment trust fund. Nixon said the bill was unnecessary because Missouri has now finished repaying a federal debt for its unemployment fund. Meanwhile, a new report says Missouri's unemployment rate remained unchanged at 6.6% last month, while employers expanded payrolls by a net of 3,700 jobs. Today's report from the Department of Economic Development says the biggest gains were in the professional and business service sector, which added 3,600 jobs in May. Leisure and hospitality sector jobs increased by 2,500, and manufacturing positions grew by 2,100. Those gains were partially offset by losses of 3,500 jobs in the construction sector and 600 in trade, transportation, and utilities. Missouri's seasonally adjusted civilian labor force of about 3 million people declined by 630 people in May. The labor force counts people with jobs and those who are on unemployment but looking for work. In the first 4 months this year, lobbyists treated Missouri lawmakers to more than $500,000 in gifts. Most of those gifts were meals. But as Chris McDaniel reports, this year, it's harder to track who's being treated.
About 80% of the gifts Missouri lawmakers received this year weren't disclosed as going to individual lawmakers. Instead, those gifts were disclosed as going to groups. Groups could be a legislative committee or the entire House or the entire Senate. But what it means is that for every $4 out of every $5 spent this year on gifts, we don't know who actually benefited. Sean Sunker Nicholson works for Progress Missouri, a left-leaning organization that advocates for ethics reform.
Your local representative may very well have eaten a couple hundred dollars of steak, but if it's not reported as going to that legislator, it's reported as going to their committee, then there's no way for constituents or for the public to know what's really happening.
Bills limiting lobbyist gifts didn't make it to the House floor this year. I'm Chris McDaniel.
A state-run board has signed off on using tax credits to help cover the cost of renovating a museum on the grounds of the Gateway Arch in St. Louis. The Missouri Development Finance Board voted via conference call today for up to $15 million in incentives, which would be used to cover half the cost of private donations that total around $30 million. Those donations and the incentives would go towards renovating the Museum of Westward Expansion beneath the Gateway Arch. State Finance Board Executive Director Bob Miseray says the museum renovation project will cost around $169 million. The Department of Revenue and the Governor's Office of Administration also have to approve the use of tax credits for the project, which they have yet to do. For KBIA News, I'm Jason Hoffman.